Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another edition of Between the Records with JJ, Joanne, and Jason. And it's all about the Masters. And I'm sorry this is more about me than you guys this time, but it's kind of a fascinating story. I was privileged and lucky to be invited by my friend Greg to attend a Saturday round at the Masters in the year 2000. The backstory of this is he has a son. The son has a friend. He took the son and the son's friend out to like Utah to go skiing for a week.
Okay.
No charge. They just out of their own generosity, and they give back. And the people thank them and later on said, you know, we want to pay you back a little bit for taking our son on this trip. We happen to be members of Augusta National. Wow. And we would like to invite you. Pick a day, any day in the 2000 Masters. So we picked the Saturday round. And
yeah, no, wait a minute. Why would you not pick the Sunday round? I'm just curious. If you
had to get back to work, Saturday? I think. Had to get back to work for Monday.
All right. Fair enough. Yep. Fair enough.
So not only we didn't get like tickets, we didn't have a ticket for the event. We had their badges, their members' badges, husband and wife member badges. I was the wife, okay? So we get to Augusta. It's about an hour and a half drive from his place in Reynolds Plantation, Georgia. We get there, and we don't know the lay of the land. We've never been there, obviously. And we drive down this road that looks like Southfield Road. I mean, busy with a Home Depot and a Lowe's and an Arby's and a McDonald's. Everything you would see on any street in USA these days, right? The car wash, gas stations, all that stuff. Right. Littered along the whole street. All of a sudden, you see a little break in a row of trees on the right-hand side, and it's like the secret hobbit entrance to get to Augusta National. So we pull in there, and immediately they turn us around and say, you got to park over in this other adjacent lot, blah, blah, blah. No big deal. We park. We go to walk in. We go up to the front of the clubhouse and start heading down Magnolia Lane. Security guy stops us and says, excuse me, sir. We're like, oh, crap. These things aren't going to work for us,
are they? Shorts aren't allowed.
No, shorts are allowed if you're a spectator.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Good.
Not if you're a player. And by the speaking of that, somebody got chastised who was doing a practice round on the putting green, and somebody came out and said, handed him a pair of rain slacks to put on over it. I don't even think they had to tell him what was wrong. They just handed it to him, and he's like, okay, I get it. Anyway, so they pull us aside, and I'm like scared to death we're going to get kicked out before we even get in. And the guy says, look, everything's cool. He says, but I'm assuming that you aren't Mrs. Schmedley, right? You may be Mr. Schmedley, but you're not Mrs. Schmedley. So I'm guessing you guys aren't actual members. And I'm thinking, my heart starts pounding. We're going to get busted and thrown out of here for not being members. And he goes, absolutely no problem, except for the fact only members are allowed to go into the clubhouse via Magnolia Lane. Guests and attendees, patrons, they call them, have to go around through the driving range and around toward the back of the clubhouse and the front of the golf course near hole number one and the driving range. So he said, okay, shoof, no big deal there. So we do it. We go into the clubhouse, and my friend decides, as long as we get the clubhouse, we're never coming back here. I'm going upstairs to the locker room and marking my territory. I said, okay, fair enough. That's just the kind of guy he is. This is my Greek friend, Greg. You remember me talking about him before, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah. So he said, okay, I've done this once before, and here's the best way to handle this. We're going to go right to the pro shop. And by the way, with a member's badge, we didn't have to go to the souvenir tent. We went right to the members pro shop to get whatever we wanted. So we go in there. He says, the first thing you do is get one of those cool Masters folding chairs. And nothing there is out of sight expensive. I'll tell you more about that in a second, but reasonable. We walk from there straight out to the famous tee behind the 12th hole, the little par three over Rays Creek. Mm-hmm. We walk up there. It's like 8:30 in the morning. We walk up there right to the rope, right behind the tee box, and put our two chairs. And I said, now what? He says, let's go walk the golf course. I said, what about our chairs? He said, believe me, nobody will be sitting in them and nobody will touch them. We'll come back later this afternoon when the action starts heating up on the back nine, and we'll take our seats here at number 12, and they will be there. And he was right.
Wow.
Fantastic. So we walk around the course. We follow some groups. It was a weird day because it started out sunny and kind of warm. And then all of a sudden we get cloud cover. And at one point we're walking by one of the marshals of the tournament. He says, hey, guys, just going to give you a heads up. I just got a radio message. There's a storm front coming through here in about 8 or 10 minutes, and it's a big one. It's probably going to shut the tournament down. If you want to go in and get an early head start on lunch, you're going to be lucky and you're going to find yourself a table. We said, wow, man, thank you very much. We no sooner get in the clubhouse than the horns blow and stop the tournament.
Wow, and the sky's open.
In a torrential downpour, yeah. So that was the second part of the weather. When we finally got back out there in the afternoon, it was freezing cold and windy as all get out. It was a very difficult day. So we, being members for the day, we go upstairs to the restaurant, the buffet upstairs, grab ourselves a table with all the other members. It was great. And then all of a sudden, we're sitting there, and in walks, because they're not playing golf, in walks Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods' mom, and Tiger Woods' girlfriend at the time. I don't know who it was, because it was before Elin. Remember, okay. It's just 2000.
His ex-wife, yep.
Yeah, and we come, they come walking in, and we're sitting there, and they look around, and there are no other seats.
Oh, boy.
Big decision.
No, I've been waving my hand like, decision Tiger. At all. Over it was instantaneously. I said, Greg, let's give him our table. Let's go. So we did.
Oh, you okay? So you did you think though maybe like just let's make room for Tiger and his mom?
No, that wasn't
like we could
happen.
Just pull up some other chairs to join
no,
us.
No, because he still, okay. Even though it was having lunch with mom and his girlfriend, he still had his game face on, and I mean serious business. We weren't going to mess around with him, and he was appreciative and smiled at us for giving him the table. That was it. Very nice. And then,
well, how cool is that?
It was unbelievable. And then after we had a nice, we went downstairs. There's another diner or dining room downstairs where they serve. And all the stuff, Jason, you would die for it. Because every piece of silverware, every glass, every dinner plate all has the Green Masters logo on it.
That's awesome.
Logos everywhere. So we enjoyed a nice lunch down there and ended up going to the pro shop to buy your souvenirs. Because you can't buy these souvenirs anywhere. You can only buy them at Augusta. So.
A buddy of mine who was at this year, you know him, Sully, who used to work here at the Ticket. He was down there, and I think it was like right after he got home. He was only down there for like the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and he'd come home. And the video, he goes, this is the best gift ever. And it was for his dog, and it was a Masters dog bowl. And
wow.
It was green, and it said the Masters, and then it was like, you know, a silver bowl, and right in the middle at the bottom was like the Masters logo. And
wow.
his videos is him pouring the food, and the dog looks down and looks up like, that's not enough food, but that's a cool bowl. I mean,
yeah, right.
You're right. The different kinds of merch that they have there is amazing, and you would think like a Masters hoodie would be like $90. You know, it's not.
At least.
Probably 35.
Yeah, they're very reasonably priced. Everything there is reasonably priced.
Well, that's like the food, right? Eric went for a practice round one time, and he said like the, what is it, the pimento sandwiches?
Pimento cheese sandwich, yes.
It's like, $2. I can't remember.
No, I looked at it. It's $1.50. That's it. This year, still, it's only $1.50. And all of the food on their menu is like that. They do some amazing stuff. And everything is green. They have an army. You've seen the caddies wear the white jumpsuits, right?
Right.
The official Masters white jumpsuits. Well, all the workers there who maintain the golf course wear the exact same jumpsuit, only in the Masters dark green. So they're almost invisible. And they are, there must be hundreds of them littered throughout the golf course. And they're in there. And I mean this seriously. They're picking up cigarette butts. They're picking up little pieces of wrapper. or whatever, all day long. That's all they do is go there and meticulously clean up anything on the golf course. And I mean, when you go there, Joanne, even the pine straw looks like it's been hand-placed like pixie sticks everywhere to make it look right. It's that pristine and perfect there.
So, you know, my husband's, the guy he works for, Jim is his name. Last year, if you guys remember, I had you guys, Jim, I think maybe you bought a raffle ticket for Midnight Golf because we were, okay, guess what?
Jim,
so Eric, yeah, you did. I know because Jim won. Eric is the one who just bought the ticket for Jim at work. He's like, I'm going to buy Jim a ticket. Jim won. So Eric's like, you want to take me to the Masters? Well, no, we took his son instead.
Of course.
But so he's there. So listen to this. He is tomorrow morning, so Saturday, because we're recording this on a Friday, going out to Oakland County Airport, getting on a private jet as part of this whole raffle thing he won. He's flying to the Masters Saturday and Sunday. He gets to be there this weekend. And then
come on. What a jerk.
I know.
Right? It didn't even come up like usually when we are doing our show and Joanne is at her house and Jim's at his house and I'm here at the studio. You know, Eric always would pop in and be like, hey, guys, what's going on? He always tells us about how he went golfing at Pebble Beach and all and Spyglass and all that. But it's just funny. He never came in on the Friday show and said, guys, it's Masters weekend. Guess what I'm doing?
No, he's not going. You didn't hear me, Jim. His boss is going.
Although you said he was going.
No, his boss. Eric bought the ticket for Jim, yes, like through the work stuff.
I thought it was two people got to go.
It is, but Jim's like, sorry, dude, I'm taking my son. So Eric was just shut out right away, which is fine.
Your son's got his whole damn life to go to the Masters. Yeah. I'm not going to be around here that long. That's what
exactly
he should have said. But yeah, the food's amazing. Anyway. And by the way, besides the guys all dressed, everything there is green. Besides the guys being dressed in green, like the pimento cheese sandwiches are wrapped in Masters green saran wrap.
Yeah.
Wow.
The cups that you get your Coke in or your beer, all Masters green, dark green cups and paper. Everything in the place is green, green, green. And the food, by the way, even though it's so inexpensive, it's really, really good stuff.
That's what I've heard.
So,
the one thing they didn't have this year, though, the peach ice cream sandwiches.
Well, there was a supply chain issue, apparently, for that.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny, because as I said, Georgia peaches, I mean, they're made there, right? So they grow them there. Maybe it's the milk. Don't they have cows down there? I don't know. Whatever.
Yes, they have cows in Georgia, Joey.
Well, thank you. So what's
maybe
the problem? I don't want to hear your
excuse. Well, maybe it's a special factory that makes these Georgia peach ice cream sandwiches.
Maybe it's not a local ice cream. Maybe it's a nation brand or something. You know, who knows?
Yep.
You guys give me so much.
Okay, we got sidetracked because we were headed in.
We did.
When last we stopped, we were headed into the pro shop where we're there looking over all the merchandise. There's clothing, there's bags, there's balls, there's gloves. I bought a beautiful mahogany folding open Masters clock that sits on the desk. It's really cool. Anyway, we packed up. We knew we were going to buy a lot of souvenirs because, again, you can't get them anywhere else. So we stocked up on all kinds of souvenirs, shopping with Vijay Singh, shopping with Davis Love the Third, shopping with Freddie Couples. They're all on break because it's still raining outside, right?
Right.
So they're doing their shopping. Even the players know they got to bring souvenirs back because it's the only time of year they get to go there and do that.
Right.
Right.
So it's cool. So then we carried our bags full of stuff across the street where we parked our car, headed back into the golf course after lunch and a cocktail, and the horn blows. We're back in action. Playing golf again, ladies and gentlemen. So the timing could not have been better. We walked back out to number 12, and we spent the next 2 hours sitting in our chairs at number 12, watching group after group just come and try to take a shot at that par three.
That's the iconic par three, right? I mean, that's the one that's the one with the azaleas up on the side and the, gorgeous.
Greg
it is
Norman
a stunning course.
Was
kind of got screwed there when his ball backed up into the water when he was theoretically going to win the tournament and was an ugly defeat to Nick Faldo.
Was that trip to the Masters your best PGA experience ever?
Oh, man, it's so hard to say, Jason, because I was lucky enough to be a member at Oakland Hills when a bunch of tournaments rolled through. U.S. Open, the U.S. Amateur was there, and the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I was a marshal for all of those events. So run of the golf course, run of the place, obviously, being a member. And it was a marvelous experience. And PGA-wise, that's probably it. There's been some other cool trips along the way to go play golf, but
Have you been to Scotland and to where do they play the British Open? Where was the I know it's now
Scotland,
just
Andrews. Open. Ireland.
St. England. Andrews, thank you. So I have stood on the bridge at St. Andrews. The famous bridge on St. Andrews. And Eric and I had a picture of us taken, just kind of, you know, pretending like we were golfing, holding our hat up.
All right,
it's amazing to see. Amazing.
You know, come to think of it, Joanne, I was on that bridge too. Only it was a replica of the bridge at the Golf Hall of Fame in St. Augustine, Florida. But nonetheless, it was the bridge. Yeah, but you can get your picture taken with it, just like on the real scene.
That was when, okay, so we were golfing. We could not golf at St. Andrews, but we played it. I think it's called Carnoustie, right? That's a famous course.
They call it, okay, so the nickname is Carnasty.
Okay. I think that's where we were. Anyway, it was, I was pregnant with Lauren and I was like 6.5 months pregnant. I know I told you guys this before. It was right before I couldn't travel anymore. And we go and I said, 18 in a cart, and they look at, or buggy or whatever they call it. Right. Yeah. And they looked at me and they said, medical emergencies only. And I looked down at my stomach. I pointed at my stomach. I'm like, I'm like 7 months pregnant. They're like, nope, walk 9 and see how you do. Let us know. So they really did. Yes. They would not give me a cart. I ended up walking 13 in typical kind of Europe weather. It was misty. It was on the water. It was just kind of gray like you often see when they play the Open over there. And I went in after 13 holes and watched Eric perched high in the clubhouse. I could look down to him finishing the holes along the water. It was phenomenal. That's and then one cool. other story yeah. about that. While we're playing that course, so they play golf differently over there than we do, right? They don't have 200, you know, 250, 200, 150 marker. You know how here, when you use the little things.
The red, white, and blue markers they have on the golf course here. They don't have those there.
They don't do that there. So Eric asked at one point, he looks at the guy, he's like, well, how far are we? Are there not markers? And the guy looked at him and he goes, know your game, man. Know your game, man. He just expected to just eyeball it and see what it looks like and grab the club that you think you need. That's amazing, isn't it?
I have a digital binder, like a digital view thing.
Dude, that was 2000. I don't know if they had those back then. Literally, it was 2000.
They had telescopes. That's about it, Jason.
He had a sundial out, his trajectory in the sunlight.
And Joanne, if I could just
you
take
made
a second,
me walk off the steps. Hold on, Joanne, pregnant Joanne, go walk to the green.
And if I am allowed to just critique your pregnancy for just a second, your stance was obviously too wide.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And you weren't gripping the club tight enough.
Yeah,
that seems to be my issue.
It's great that you had that experience at the Masters. Yeah. I hear it is just amazing. Like I said, Eric's been for a practice round, and he just said it. There's nothing like it to actually be at that course if you're a golfer.
People would say that I bet you can't wait to get back there. And I said, the only reason I want to go back there is to play the golf course. I don't want to go back to be a spectator again. It hurts too much. It just does. It's just
really?
Too. It was remarkable to see once, and I mean remarkable. It's larger than life. Everything there is so much bigger than it appears on TV. The undulations, the hills, the width of the fairways, the height of the trees, the scoreboards. I know they look enormous on TV, but they're 10 times more enormous when you're looking at them in person. It's an amazing place. At the end of the day, we stayed there till probably 8:30 at night, just hanging out, having fun.
I'd be there as long as they let me.
Yes. Yeah, right, until they kick you out.
And at that point, we walked straight out the front door of the clubhouse and straight up Magnolia Lane, because even though we weren't members, you're allowed to leave that way, just not enter the clubhouse that way.
Yes, don't let the door hit you in the butt, they're saying.
Yes. But to cheat the system, we walked backwards.
That's hilarious. I never had any, like my PGA experience, never played. I mean, we did the Rocket Mortgage Classic. A couple years ago, so we got to play on the Detroit Golf Club for that, and it was set up for the PGA event, so that was cool to like get that feel. But my best PGA memory was probably 91 or 92, I think, and they were playing at TPC Dearborn, and my dad was a marshal, like you did for a few times, and he was on one of the holes, like the 13th or 14th hole or something like that, right in the middle of the fairway. So my mom and my brother and I posted up right there to watch with my dad, and I'll remember it for the rest of my life. But Chichi Rodriguez was coming up on the hole, and he's a character, man. He loved interacting with the crowd and as he's walking. and he hit his tee shot close to where my dad was standing in the, you know, by the rough. So as he walks up and as he's waiting for everything, he's kind of sitting there chit-chat with everyone, and he starts sparking up a conversation with my mom and, like, is making jokes and all this other stuff. And then he hits his ball, and we're like, well, let's follow him to, you know, watch the rest of the hole. So as we're walking along the rope with my dad on the other side and Chi-Chi and his caddy and one other PGA person, and Chi-Chi Rodriguez is, like, hitting on my mom. And it was... the funniest, she was blushing. I don't remember everything that he was saying, but she was blushing, and, like, I could see my dad was laughing his ass off, getting a kick out of it. And then at the end, you know, when he went on and he made his putt, and it was like a long birdie putt, so he did his little push the sword down, pull the sword out. You know, he did all that for everybody. It was hilarious. Everyone was cracking up and clapping and having a good time, and he walked away, and my dad... and looked at my brother and I, he goes, well, boys, looks like I've got some competition. Chi-Chi Rodriguez had my mom so smitten.
He didn't pull his sword out in front of them, did he?
No. No. Right, he did that on the green.
Yes, okay, fine.
If he did that by us, that would be like a felony, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I have told you my Fuzzy Zeller story, right?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. It was, maybe you did, but tell us.
Remember when the senior U.S. Open always happened down in Dearborn, at the TPC Dearborn there? So a few years, got to do a pro-am. And he was our guy, just luck of the draw. Fuzzy Zeller was our guy. We play with him. We actually win the thing. And I got a big piece of crystal, Waterford Crystal Bowl here at home. That was the giveaway for winning the pro-am.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. But anyway, at the end of the day, and we had a blast. He's a funny guy, easygoing. He's just one of the guys. And so at the end, we say, okay, Fuzzy, why don't you come in and have one with us with the round, you know, we'll go in the 19th hole and have one cocktail. And he goes, okay, cool. He said, but just one, because I have to get across the street to the hotel for the champion's dinner, because he was a past champion of the event. Okay, no problem. Well, about 11:30 p.m. and 1,800 cocktails in, there sits Fuzzy laughing it up with us three morons before he stumbles on back to the hotel, completely blowing off the champion's dinner, proudly comes out on Thursday morning and fires an 82, like 10 over par.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
True story.
You know, as we're sitting here talking, I do remember now when I worked in Albany, New York, which was for 7 years. I moved back here in 98 to work at Channel 7. But before that, I was at WRGB in Albany. And I went to an event, and if I'm not mistaken, I golfed with Lee Trevino. It was It was part of the big, like, the pros would come. It was some, it was a skin
celebrity scramble.
Right. And I remember him telling me, and I will never forget this because I interviewed him afterward. I remember him saying that golf is the only sport, when you think about it, where the players and the pros have to pay to play. I mean, you have to enter golf tournaments to play.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You realize that? I mean, think about it. Other sports aren't like that. You don't have to, if you're on a hockey team, you don't, here's my $100 or $500 to register for the event. Golf is different that way. And he always said he did that. It's just why so many of these guys played so many tournaments to try to make money, right? Because it costs a lot to golf. It costs a lot to be a part of the sport.
A lot of expenses.
Did Lee Trevino also say to you, Grizzly Adams did have a beard? That was his line in Happy Gilmore.
Was it? Yes,
was it, really?
It was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Lee Trevino was in Happy Gilmore.
Yep,
okay, wait, when was Happy Gilmore out, you guys? Because this must have been
96.
From, like,
95, 96.
Crap, that's probably just when this happened. Because, like I said, I moved back here in 98. I have a picture somewhere. I wish I remembered where I had it of me and Trevino.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, but that was fun. Very, very fun.
Well, our first and last golf podcast, I would suggest, don't you think?
Until next Masters, when we do it again. No, maybe we'll just say to Jason, just re-cue last year's, will you?
Yeah, rack up last year's podcast, Jason. Between the records. This is JJ, Jim Johnson, Joanne Purton, and Jason Rathel. Thanks for downloading us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.